Morning. We're continuing with Chayadim Klal, Lamedalit, Siman Zayin. Achamarav Einar Mitachanun. We don't say a Tachanun after Marav. I just want to clarify what the Chiddush of this point is. Why would I think yes? And what's the Chiddush? So he mentioned this idea of not saying Tachanun at nighttime already before, but let's just clarify it a little bit better. The Rambam in Hilchas Tefila, in the beginning of Perek Hamishi, he says there are eight things that a person has to be careful about and do them. But if he has a reason why he's not able to do them, they're not ma'akev. Amida, he should stand. Amitash, he should face towards the base of Mikdash. Tikkun aguf, tikkun amabushim. So he has to stand in a certain position. His clothing should be nice clothing, etc. And the last one he says is, of these eight things, is that kriya, is the seven, number seven is kriya, which is the bowing of Shemoneh Esrei. And then v'hishtachavoya is the eighth item. So in halacha Yud Gimel, after explaining everything else, he says v'hishtachavoya keitzad. So what is this thing called v'hishtachavoya, which the spouse is supposed to do? After he finishes the last kriya, which is taking the three steps back, there's four times you bow in Shemoneh Esrei, right? The fifth one being at the end of Shemoneh Esrei when you take the three steps back. So a person is seated and he says, do what we call tachanun. Then in the Halacha Tezavav he says, Minik Pasha b'chol Yisrael, Sh'ein n'filas apayim b'shabosis u'b'moyadim, l'ab Rosh Hashanah, l'ab Rosh Hachadoshim, b'chanak ha'purim, l'ab minik ha'shla'ar b'shabosis b'hamantoybim. So there are many days we don't say this Tachanun. And then he says, l'ab Arvish b'chol Yisrael. We don't say Tachanun by Arvish. There are some people which actually do say Tachanun at night time. And then he continues and says, interesting point, Yom Kippurim, Bilvad, Noiflam Apanayim, Bechot, Tfilo, Tfilo, Medeshu, Yom, Tchino, Bakasha, Betainas. The Rambam says that the Rambam's version of Yom Kippur has Tachanun and all of the Tfilas. So does it mean all four, or means all five? That's a question. It's not our minig, like the Gaz Maimonides points out. But he brings a question in regards to saying Tachanun at night time. He says, then the minhag poshut is we don't say it by arvis. There are yechidim which do say it by arvis. But the way the Rambam presents this halacha, that this is one of the eight things what a person who's mispalo needs to be careful to do. This means this. The Rambam sees this as an intrinsic part of the process of tefillah, is the act of tchina, which a person does afterwards. The act of tachanun when tefillah sapayim, the hishtachavoyah, which comes afterwards, means the process of tefillah would require one to then go to the point of Ishtachavoya. That's how the Rambam sees it. And that's what we mentioned before, when we were talking about the halachas of Tachanun, that a person should not interrupt between Shemoneh Esrei and Tachanun, because the Rambam sees that the Rambam sees the process of Tachanun as an intrinsic part of tefillah, so there should be no interruption in between. So then the question turns around and says, okay, so why do we not say Tachanun Belayla? If that's true, that this is such an integral part of the act of tefillah, so why don't we say Tachanun Belayla? So the Chayyim already mentioned before that the in Klal Lamed Gimel, so I refer you back to Klal Lamed Gimel, in Siman Gimel, he said, if the mincha ends up extending into nighttime, we do not say tachanun. Dat chatzos tigboros dinim. Because at the beginning of the nighttime, kabbalistically, is a time where the judgment is the midah of din, because Baruch's approach of judgment to the world is increasing and being empowered. And the act of tachanun is an act of one submitting oneself to judgment in front of the king. So when a person calls judgment upon himself, it could be one of two reactions. It could be an act of a source of mercy. Since you're willing to submit to judgment, I forgive you. Or it could be, yes, and let's go do it.
So at the beginning of the night time, we find that it would be problematic for a person to do that because it's dangerous. Whereas at the end of the night already, going towards morning, it's the time where the Midah of Rachamim is more powerful, and the Hug of Rachamim is more powerful, and therefore the act of Tachanun will actually bring Rachamim upon oneself. So that's why we do not say it at night time. So it comes out that it's not Mikra din Mitzad Hilchot Tefillah, really a person theoretically should be saying Tachanun. And that what we're saying is this other reason, which overrides, which the Rambam already is recording, that there are times which we don't do it. We don't call upon ourselves for judgment on Shabbos and Yom Tov, because those are days of Yom Tov. We would say Yom Kippur, because it's the day of Tchina, Bakasha, etc. And in regards to Maariv, we have this, that the Iker Minig is not to. The Rambam mentioned that some people do. There are nowadays, the Minig obviously is not to do so. Have a good day.